Working more closely together among the different denominations is also an important issue for Christians in the Holy Land, especially the ever-diminishing communities in the Palestinian territories, who are trying hard to find ways of keeping hope alive among their young people today. In the wake of the three-week Israeli bombing of the Gaza Strip, aimed at stopping the Hamas rocket attacks into Israeli towns and villages, Christian leaders have an especially daunting challenge to convince their youth that peace and reconciliation are possible, that there is a future for them in their homeland despite the many difficulties they still face under Israeli occupation.
Well, one thing we cannot definitely lose, I mean, it's the only thing that keeps us going is hope.
George Gattas works on the development of programs and educational services for the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem, with responsibility for the Catholic schools across Israel, Palestine and Jordan. During my recent trip to Bethlehem with a visiting delegation of Catholic leaders, he told me these schools are the key to maintaining an alternative vision of peace and hope for all people in the region.
Our work is basically trying to maintain sun all through the year, 365, and that is by maintaining hope within our school systems and within our network. And we cannot separate our schools from our community because they are a direct reflection of the parish they live in, and the parish is within a certain community that either is under occupation or is encircled by the wall or is not allowed to move or lacking jobs. So our schools are a direct reflection of the day-to-day life any Palestinian, any average Palestinian is living, Muslim and Christian.
And the number of Christians particularly is dwindling continuously, isn't it? People constantly trying to move abroad to find a better life. And yet the number of schools, I understand, is increasing, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, again, it's a service that we have to maintain. Education is like one of the basic rights that needs to be provided. And this is the role of the church, and this is the mission of the church, is that we provide equal opportunities of education for children, boys and girls, wherever they are. And that's why we have to maintain and increase and develop our schools. Now, in terms of demography, yes, the Christian population has been drastically affected by, but this is not only 5 years or 10 years ago. It started in 1948 from the very beginning, and continues because every family, they seek refuge to their kids and to their future, and sometimes they see it much more in Europe and Latin America and in the Gulf than they would see it here in the Holy Land. Of course, that affects the number of Christians who exist, but does not affect the very existence of Christians. And this is what the mission of the Latin Patriarchate is about, is to maintain the mission of Christianity in the Holy Lands, and not only as a Catholic diocese, but also all the other churches of Jerusalem as well.
Relations here aren't always very good between the Catholic Church or between the many different Christian denominations here, are they? Perhaps the Catholic Church's relations are better than between other Christian denominations.
Well, you cannot say that they are not good. No, on the contrary. I mean, the relations between the churches, they are politically and diplomatically good. Now, in terms of cooperation and joint projects and programs, no, that requires a greater effort. But I think the church is now more and more recognizing the fact that it is the unity of the church that is needed in the Holy Land. And it's not the fact that we are different factions and different churches, because eventually we believe in one God. We are all good stewards. We should be the good stewards of Christ.
And yet we still see the occasional outbreak of tension between, for example, Greek Orthodox, Armenian, over the holy places.
Well, that's the status quo and the interpretation of the status quo. I mean, you're talking about a heritage that has been maintained for 2,010 years, and never maintaining a heritage for 2,010 years is easy. It takes enlightened people to forego the physicality of the relationship and concentrate on the quality of it. And sometimes, you know, these things happen. It's not unusual, but at the same time, it's sad that it happens.
Your schools, though, presumably with the decreasing number of Christians, are increasingly catering for Muslim students, Muslim boys and girls.
Again, like I said, our schools are a reflection of the community. We are a community school. And if, let's say, we are serving the community of Taibe, which is 90% Christian, then 90% Christian reflects in our school. In Gaza, for instance, we have a school that caters for 1,400 kids, and we have 100 Christians in Gaza. So, and again, Gaza is another reflection of the community. The number of Christians who live in Gaza are maybe 1,200 out of 1.5 million. So we are there again to provide sound and good education. And I think it is a message, it's a Christian message as well, that we are outreaching to those that we are living on a day-to-day basis. And the message that we carry within the school is also a civic message, it's a societal message, that Christian and Muslim can live side by side, dialogue by side by side, learn side by side, and then they are the future of this land, where the Muslim and the Christian, and hopefully one day the Jew, will be all together as neighbors.
My thanks there to George Gattas, in charge of programs and services for the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem.